This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. state of Texas on Wednesday became the first U.S. state with more than a million confirmed COVID-19 cases, and California closed in on that mark as a surge of coronavirus infections engulfs the country. Texas, the second most populous state, has recorded more than 1 million coronavirus cases and over 19,000 deaths since the outbreak began in early March, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. California, the most populous state, has logged more than 995,000 cases. The U.S. has recorded over 240,000 deaths and more than 10.3 million confirmed infections, with new cases soaring to all-time highs of well over 120,000 per day over the past week. Health experts have blamed the increase in part on the onset of the cold weather and growing frustration with mask wearing and other precautions. Steps are being taken around the country to try to stop the latest spread of the coronavirus, AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
In New York, restaurants, bars, and gyms will have to close by 10 p.m. No private gatherings of more than 10 people. In Indiana,
we are in the midst of a second surge.
Governor Eric Holcomb is bringing back some restrictions that limit crowd sizes and extends a mask mandate.
Unfortunately, too many of us and around the country have let our guards down and either assumed we won't get it, or if we do, so be it.
In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Mayor Paul Ten Haken said no to a mask mandate.
I believe the small uptick in compliance we will see are not worth the community division that this will create.
Violators would have been fined $50. I'm Ed Donahue.
Temperature and COVID-19 symptom checks like the ones used at schools and doctor's offices have again proved inadequate for spotting coronavirus infections and preventing outbreaks. That's according to a study of Marine recruits. This is VOA News. Japan is opposing any actions that escalate tension in the East and South China Seas, Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said on Wednesday as he wrapped up a trip to Vietnam and Indonesia, but he added Tokyo was not aiming at an Asian NATO to contain any specific country. Suga's four-day visit to the Southeast Asian countries, his first overseas trip since taking office last month, and part of Japan's efforts to bolster ties with key regional countries amid concerns about China's growing assertiveness in the region. Suga's trip follows a meeting in Tokyo this month of the Quad, an informal group of India, Australia, Japan, and the United States that Washington sees as a bulwark against China's growing regional influence. China has denounced the grouping of the four democracies as a mini-NATO aimed at containing its development. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad on Wednesday blamed U.S. sanctions and pressure on the United Nations and Syria's neighbors for the return of more than 5 million refugees who fled the conflicts there to return. Of Syria's 17 million people, 5.5 million are living as refugees in the region, mostly in Turkey, and a further 6 million are uprooted within their own country. Assad said millions of refugees were being forced to stay in host countries by pressure or intimidation, and that host states were enticing them financially while benefiting from international aid for them. Western countries and all of Syria's neighbors, with the exception of Lebanon, say conditions are not safe for the voluntary return of refugees, many of whom fled from Russia and Syrian government bombing of their towns during the course of the decade-old conflict. Bahrain's Crown Prince Sheikh Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa is taking over as the country's prime minister after the death of the world's longest-serving prime minister at the age of 84. Sheikh Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa, who died on Wednesday, repeatedly put down opposition, unrest, and during the half-century in power. The new premier, who is 51, has been viewed as the ruling family's leading proponent of social and economic reforms, although some changes were blocked in years past by family hardliners. A new study finds that hurricanes are staying stronger longer after striking land than they did decades ago, and that means more destruction inland. Wednesday's study blames man-made climate change for making ocean water warmer, increasing the staying power of the storms. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.